For many who took the trip down together by bus, the day started at 4:30 a.m. Carrie Baker, a recently retired educator who taught at Gulf Coast State College, made the trip as one of the many advocating for Panhandle schools.
Education is crucial. Our children are suffering in our schools. We have a lot of problems after Michael, but one of the most significant is our children.
Baker says she's concerned about students' ability to thrive in an educational environment that's still struggling to find stability, reeling from loss of students and teachers. She says rebuilding the area and solving a housing crisis caused by the storm are dominoes that need to fall before schools can heal.
We've lost so many students until it impacts the ability of the school to be schools to be funded. But then you have to think about the fact that unless we can rebuild and regroup, we can't get those students back.
India Hansen attends Bay High School in Panama City. She's felt the aftermath of the storm firsthand.
A lot of my friends left, and it's really hard. One of them was my best friend on the tennis team, and he had to move to Jacksonville with his family.
And aside from so many of her peers having to leave, Hansen and her classmates' school life still hasn't returned to normal.
It's really painful to see our school still in shambles. We're in portables at Bay High.
Leela Shuffler is relatively new to Panama City, having moved in not long before the storm hit. But the response following Hurricane Michael is unlike any she's seen in the state, and not for a good reason.
I think more than anything, as a longtime Floridian, formerly of Tallahassee and now of Panama City, that it's just been shocking how little has happened.
Shuffler wishes the public's response could resemble that of other recent disasters, even citing France's historic Notre Dame Cathedral going up in flames earlier this week.
They raised just recently $1 billion for Notre Dame just a couple, 3 days ago, which is wonderful. But my goodness, we've had $2 billion, I think, total. For our whole Panhandle area.
That disparity in attention paid to the Panhandle relative to more densely populated areas is not lost on State Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis.
We're a part of the state where, they scratch their heads. Why is there not this outcry? Why is there not this just demand to fill it? And you look at other disasters around the state or disasters around the nation with the type of support of Hurricane Harvey received, or Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy received, and the dollars and cents don't make up.
Patronis says the Panama City residents who traveled to Tallahassee had the right idea to show up at the Capitol.
What the difference is you got massive population centers that were hit, and those big population centers are able to advocate in ways to be able to move the needle. But this is what you're doing today. You're moving the needle.
And Patronis, whose hometown is Panama City, says it all comes down to funding.
That's my home, and you just want the recovery to take place. And look, in every single thing, every single problem takes money.
We have never had this much time pass post-storm and not had a disaster supplemental passed.
That's Panama City Republican Representative Jay Trumbull, who also spoke at the rally to call out Congress for what he says is a lack of action.
That's the problem we're in. That's what we are seeing today, is that the federal government is playing politics with people, with our people, and that is not right.
Though Trumbull told the crowd he does think there are better days ahead.
And I believe absolutely help is on the way as it relates to the state of Florida. For workforce housing, as an example, we have $126 million set aside for Hurricane Michael affected areas to be funded. We've got a $50 million grant program.
But until funding starts coming in and rebuilding ramps up, Carrie Baker says many will continue to feel invisible.
I thought it was just essential that our voices be heard. We're in the Panhandle of Florida and feel like we've been forgotten.
I'm Ryan Daly.